Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah Leduc. Yannick Nezet-Séguin is the music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is celebrating its annual residency at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center through August 18th. Nezet-Séguin has been the artistic director and principal conductor of the Orchestre Métropolitain of Montreal since 2000, and this year he steps aside as music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra to take over as music director of the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. With the Philadelphia Orchestra at SPAC, Nezet-Séguin will conduct 6 concerts over the next 2 weeks, and he joins us now. Yannick Nezet-Séguin, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, good morning.
Before we speak about the programs you've put together for the Philadelphia Orchestra's season at SPAC this summer, let's talk a little bit about some very big news for you. You are taking over as the music director of the Metropolitan Opera. What does that mean for your schedule? What does that appointment mean to you? And what do you hope to accomplish at the Met?
Well, what I've always been dreaming of was to dedicate my life, you know, half and half, symphonic and operatic. And so far, my career has always gravitated a little bit this way. But now to be able to combine at the same time the music directorship of the Philadelphia Orchestra and, you know, basically just up the road from Philadelphia, the Metropolitan. I mean, these are two fabulous institutions, but they will be able for myself to fulfill really the balance between the orchestral literature and the lyric repertoire, which I believe are really, they go really well together. All the conductors I've always admired in my life growing up and as a student have always been balancing their lives between the two types of repertoire. And in effect, I will also make more symphonic repertoire with the Met Orchestra. And the same way, I'm bringing more and more lyrical and operatic repertoire to the repertoire of the Philadelphia Orchestra. We just performed Puccini's Tosca at the end of our season in Philadelphia. And so just as an example, so this is really exciting for me.
I also read that at the Met, you'd like to see them produce or produce with them more new opera. How do you execute that? How do you make that happen?
Well, in the past year, or at least more intensely in the past few months, we've been actually provoking the thought and researching and creating many, many ideas with our composers of our time, especially American composers, but as well just the best composers of our time internationally, as well as librettists, producers. And I've been asking around also some of our principal artists at the Met what they would like to perform, which roles, and new ideas for new operas. So there's a lot going on at the moment to boiling ideas, I would say, in terms of new operas in order for me, because I think it's important that the Metropolitan Opera will be central as a force to help generate and creating new operas for our time, and also be sort of a center of ideas and creation all around the world, the same way it is, you know, at the center and epicenter of the best singers in the world and the greatest operas of the main repertoire. I think we need to be also more at the forefront of creation.
You are also, of course, the artistic director and principal conductor of the Orchestre Métropolitain de Montréal. How do the three organizations' demands on your time become a flow and fit into one life and one career? How are you doing all of this?
Yeah, so I've been 18 years linked to this wonderful orchestra in Montreal. And of course, this is the orchestra I helped grow into an international ensemble. And they've seen me and helped me grow as an international conductor. So, of course, for me, staying in Montreal also means giving back to the community that helped me being shaped as the conductor I am today and the person. Montreal is a fantastic city, and we can have two now first-rate orchestras in the city, which is really unusual in North America. So for me, it's important to keep this in my life. At the same time, the demands on my time from Montreal are not as big, of course, as in Philadelphia and New York, but geographically, they all happen to be, you know, somewhat close to each other, as opposed to my life so far for the past 15 years, where I was traveling a lot in Europe and I was the music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic. Now I'm stepping down this month from this position, so I will be able to concentrate more into one geographic center. We call it a little bit a corridor between the Philadelphia, New York, and Montreal. And Saratoga is right in the middle of this, which is also really exciting.
What an excellent segue to talk about what we have coming up in Saratoga in the next couple of weeks. You begin with a Mozart and Mahler program. Tell us how this was selected or what you're looking forward to about conducting these pieces.
Every season, every summer, we want to bring to the SPAC audiences what we've done the best in Philadelphia. And there's also a certain element of discovery in this, because we like in the summer to work with old friends of the orchestra, soloists, but also new friends, people who will make their debut with our orchestra, and which will hopefully be a long partnership. So, for example, this first concert, we feature the Jussen brothers, Lucas and Arthur Jussen. They are Dutch, so I got, yes, to know them from my former position in Rotterdam. Mm-hmm. And they are a wonderful piano duet. I think siblings in general, when they play the piano together, there is something that is obviously symbiotic. So in order to perform this wonderful two piano concertos by Mozart, I think these were the right choices, definitely. And Mahler 4 was one of the great success of this season, under Mirga Grazintetila, who's a wonderful young female conductor who is now rising a rising star in the world. So I was not conducting, but this time I will be, and I'm very excited also to collaborate for the first time with Janai Brugger, a wonderful soprano. So yes, I have to say, maybe of all six programs in the next 2 weeks, this first one might be one of the best, really. So I'm excited to start with a bang.
On Thursday, there's a matinee for Young Virtuosi, the Carnival of the Animals.
Yeah, the Carnival of the Animals is really a masterpiece. Of course, many music lovers have started to get acquainted with that piece when they were very young, mm-hmm. As young listeners. But I believe that it's music that also young at heart can still enjoy. So yes, it is especially designed for families, but people from any age or any background can still enjoy this concert, not only the Saint-Saëns, again with the Jussen brothers, but Britain's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, which also was designed to as an introduction to the orchestra, but it's a fantastic tone poem where the virtuosity of the Philadelphia Orchestra will be on display. And there's also some more pieces around in that program and some surprises. So I'm excited. This will be my first matinee at Saratoga, and it's something new this year, and we're excited to see how it develops with the audience.
You're going to lead the second annual play-in with Concertmaster David Kim on SPAC's stage for Capital Region String Players. What is the play-in, and how did you become involved with that?
I think this is one of my favorite initiatives that have been taking place in Philadelphia over the past few seasons. The musicians wanted to welcome, the musicians from the orchestra wanted to welcome other musicians from, again, beginners or retired ones or people who are just amateurs or non-professional or used to be professional. So basically anyone who would play, for example, the cello could just join the Philadelphia Orchestra cello players and have a certain kind of jam session, I would call it, with the musicians. And it became so popular in Philadelphia, and we did several with virtually every instrument of the orchestra. And this is why we decided we wanted to do this also in Saratoga. So basically every young string player can come and join us, and David Kim will be there, yes, but also many members of our orchestra. And some of the pieces will be conducted by myself. So It's a chance for everyone to say, oh, yes, I've played with the Philadelphia Orchestra and I've been conducted by Yannick, but also the remainder of the program will be conducted by our wonderful assistant conductor, Kensho Watanabe. So, yeah, that's also something I'm very excited to take part into.
And you have a busy day that day. That evening, you're conducting the Bernstein celebration.
Lenny's is 100 years old this year. So, of course, all over the world, the centennial is celebrated. And the Philadelphia Orchestra was a big part of that celebration. We did West Side Story complete last season, at the beginning of last season. We did also many pieces over the year. We also recorded his Mass, which is a big work and has been released by Deutsche Grammophon as a recording, commercial recording earlier this season. So, of course, we wanted in Saratoga to pay tribute. So we'll have a little bit of everything that Bernstein did, from the very serious concert repertoire that he was also wonderful and a genius at, with his serenade for violin and orchestra with Jennifer Coe. And of course, any Bernstein celebration should include some West Side stories. So we do have some wonderful vocalists who will join us. And of course, the dances and the famous mambo.
My favorite part. When you have to audition singers for a concert like this, I know you often work with opera singers. And then when you do something like West Side Story, a more Broadway trained person comes in. Is that a different element?
Yeah, I mean, auditioning and choosing is, of course, something we give a lot of thought to. And it's never only me deciding. We always do this as a collective effort. So in that particular case, in Philadelphia, I'm helped by Jeremy Rothman, who is our vice president of artistic planning. And he, after all these years, now knows my tastes. And according to the repertoire, I can get some ideas from him, or I will give him some ideas. Of course, in this case, also, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center had a lot of say in who we will choose. But in this particular case, we wanted Bernstein's music. The genius of it is that it is composed originally, initially, especially in the case of West Side Story, for purely Broadway people. But of course, when Bernstein recorded the piece later in his life, he asked purely operatic singers to sing it, and it gave another spin to the music. What I think is the best way to go at in these days in the 21st century is to have voices who are able to adapt to both characteristics. You know, it's a human voice is a human voice. If it's beautiful, it is beautiful in any repertoire. And I think we have the chance here with Ryan Silverman and Elizabeth Santiago. They both were in our production of West Side Story to have people who have the warmth and the dimension of the voice of an operatic scale, yet they know very, very well the style of Broadway singing.
On the 11th, the orchestra is going to play John Williams' score to Star Wars A New Hope, Episode 4. You're not conducting this one. The orchestra will be led by Konstantin Kitsopoulos.
So John Williams and the orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, have been collaborating together. Actually, John Williams has been present twice to conduct the orchestra over the past few years. And there was a lot of music that we performed of film scores and other concert pieces of his. And needless to say, John Williams is an icon in American music. And I think an orchestra such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, with their extraordinarily rich sound and virtuosic approach to the music, is only something, an added value, I believe, when a complete score of a film is performed by them, especially when it's music by John Williams. So that will be an exciting night.
We also have on the 15th the Orchestra Unleashed performing a program of Strauss and Bartok and Rachmaninoff.
It's a fabulous opener, Don Juan by Strauss. I think it will be the perfect display of all the qualities of richness, density, brilliance, and cohesive approach to music that is really the landmark of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Bartok Concerto for Orchestra is similarly a showcase of the orchestra. It says it all, concerto for orchestra. So we have taking turns within the piece. Every little section of the orchestra is sort of taking their own voice to be have the spotlight for a few bars or a movement. And that is always a really rewarding piece for a conductor to do, especially with an orchestra such as the Philadelphia Orchestra. And in between, there's Rachmaninoff, of course, related to the history of our orchestra very closely. So I don't think there's ever a summer without playing a little bit of Rachmaninoff, which I think is great too, because his music is just so special. And in this case, we'll have a young Canadian virtuoso, Serhii Salov, who I know from Montreal and who will come and play the Paganini Rhapsody.
Unfortunately, we are out of time with a few concerts left to discuss, but of course everything is listed at spac.org, spac.org. Maestro, thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful couple of weeks at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
I'm so much looking forward. We're always happy to be there.
Yannick Nézet-Séguin is the music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. The orchestra is in residence at SPAC through August 18th. To learn more, visit SPAC.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable.